he said dryly. From behind her, she sensed him stepping closer. Lord Castledon was quite tall, and even without her turning around, his presence evoked a strange sensation, as if he were touching her. The air between them grew warmer, and she grew conscious of him in a way that made her skin prickle. She stole a quick glance behind her and saw the solemn cast to his face. It didn't seem that he ever smiled, though the Earl wasn't unattractive. Aside from being tall, he had black hair and shrewd blue eyes. She'd never seen him wear any colour except black, and he rarely spoke to anyone but her. She had no idea why.
"Dangerous men and nothing but trouble," he continued, moving to stand beside her. "You'd be better off choosing a more respectable man."
"That's what my mother says," Amelia opened her fan, adding, "but marriage to a man like Lord Lisford would never be dull."
"Marriage is not meant to be entertaining. It's a union of two people with a mutual respect for one another."
She eyed him with disbelief. "That sounds awful. Surely you don't mean that?" From the serious expression on his face, she realized that he did.